as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
And now,
while the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Middle Tennessee. This is Michelle Harbin and Lynn Asante.
Hello, everybody.
And this is the Loyal Opposition coming to you live from Portland, Tennessee in Sumner County at WQKR 101.7 FM. So, Lynn, what's going on in the news today?
Oh, man, there is a lot going on in the news. So much so that look at all these papers I had to print out. What's really exciting is our friend Mandy Cook is back with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Sure. And Mandy's like our, you know, I think we need to rebrand ourselves the Indivisible Tennessee Radio Network.
Great. I can just come on and plug every week what we're doing.
We're so good with that.
We are. That's part of why we're here, part of what we do. So, Indivisible, you guys held a protest at Representative John Rose's Gallatin office last week. Before you tell us about what's coming up, why don't you tell us how that went?
Yeah, it went really well. We had a good turnout. We had a good press turnout. We had about 30 people show up.
I've seen stories floating around.
Yeah.
I was very pleased.
I had no idea how many people planned on showing up. So I was just pleased that there were more than a handful of us.
Right. And you said 30-ish or
yep,
so?
Yeah, about 30 people came out. And John Rose, not surprisingly, was not at his office. We were instead greeted by Ray Render.
The lieutenant.
Yes.
Deputy Lieutenant
Michelle's
or something.
Buddy.
Oh, Ray.
Go way back.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, so Ray did kind of hold a forum with us, which it was good to be able to have a platform for people's voices and concerns to be heard. He really didn't answer any questions. He just took notes, and the beginning was a little bit bizarre. He wanted everybody to sign a HIPAA release, which I think was a little bit of a scare tactic.
A HIPAA release?
It was, yeah, he said it was very standard because there were press in the room,
oh,
which
gosh. Okay,
we all know that's not true. So we got off to a little bit of a rough start.
Interesting.
It was very bizarre.
HIPAA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But then once we got all that BS out of the way, then we were able to actually have a chance to voice what we're concerned about. So,
and Ray is kind and he will listen.
Yeah.
But he's not who can invoke real change for us.
So. Exactly. Yeah. So we have called John Rose's office. We have showed up at John Rose's office. We talked to Ray Render about getting on John Rose's schedule to try to hold something like a forum or a town hall. And it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
And he's running for governor.
Yeah. So he has all of Tennessee to answer to now. So I think if any time were going to be the time to show up for your constituents and Tennesseans in general, it would be now, right?
Right.
It should be now. Exactly. Okay, so one protest down.
One down.
One to go, right?
One to go, yeah.
Tell us about the next
one. Take it one protest at a time, just
absolutely.
Like one day at a time.
Because you've got to come up for air a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were tipped off that John Rose is going to be at a Chamber of Commerce event in downtown Gallatin at the station from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on Friday. Since he won't come to us, we're going to come to him. It's a paid event. We're not chamber members, so we obviously can't barge in, but he will be able to see us from the windows, and then we're planning on attempting to get him to answer some of our questions as he exits the building. So our plan is to be there at 8 a.m. and hold down the fort until we see him leave the building.
Do you want to do another one of these on April 4th?
I want to do one on April 5th. Right? That's going to be the big...
Well, Lamberth and Hale will be at the Portland Chamber of Commerce here. At their new building from 8 to 9 a.m. on April 4th. So I already have a handful of people that are going to go. They do answer questions. It's $10 to attend, but you do not have to be a chamber member. So I'll give you that link.
Yeah,
if you can
do.
Push that out for me, then it would be great to have some progressive voices show up and question them, too.
Yep.
Because they'll be, if you pay to get in, you're in.
If you pay to get in, you're in, exactly.
Wow. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, that's a great opportunity. And you just never know. I mean, you really have to go hunting on some of these websites to find.
Well, and Chambers of Commerce are a great place because usually when it's an election or during legislative season, almost yearly they do these, at least bi-yearly, at the Portland Chamber with the elected officials.
Yeah.
So they.
And at the Gallatin Chamber, they have a monthly breakfast where they invite various legislators each month to.
And this, I believe, is one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So always there are opportunities if you know where to look. They don't exactly publicize these things, of course. Right.
Right. The chambers do promote them, but, you know, their memberships are limited. Right.
Exactly.
If you're not a chamber member, you may not follow your local chamber of commerce.
Sure, you're not going to hear about it. All right. So
I'm a member of like 7 local chambers of commerce.
You got your... Fingers on the dial.
Yeah, Michelle's got her fingers work, on the
but
pulse.
It just so happens that I get a legislative
upgrade. Our woman on the inside.
Yeah.
Our woman on the inside.
I got Wilson County, Rutherford County, Tennessee Pride.
Not Gallatin.
Dang, not Gallatin yet.
Not Gallatin yet. Okay.
But that's coming, right?
All right. So, Mandy, hit it. Summarize one more time for us. What's who, what, why, where, when?
Yeah. Okay. 117 Main Street, downtown Gallatin, in front of the station. 8 a.m., maybe until 9:15. We really don't know when he plans to exit the building, so we're just hoping to catch that. And our main ask is that he publicly denounce DOGE and everything that they're doing. Although it feels a little crazy to be sitting here and saying that because the news cycle is so fast, and now even bigger things are bubbling up. So
exactly.
I guess I just am feeling like, you know what? You want to come ask John Rose anything, you come confront him about anything.
There you go.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where is his commentary on the lack of national security being being enacted by our top defense officials here? You know, of course, you know, Hillary Clinton had that email server.
The email.
Right? But gosh, you know, using, was it, is it Telegram or Signal? I forget.
Signal.
It's Signal. But using Signal, to, you know, the Russians could be listening. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mandy. And good luck. And I'm sure we'll have you back again.
We'll need an update. And then we'll talk about the next protest.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to talk about April 5th real quick?
Yeah.
Because this is like a national movement on April 5th, correct?
Exactly. Yep. We're hoping to mobilize nationwide. Nashville will be holding their own Indivisible Hands-Off protest at Centennial Park. I think the plan is 12 to 3. That just got nailed down a couple days ago. So if you are interested, join your local Indivisible group. You can find them on the Indivisible website. Type in your zip code. We've now made one for Sumner County, so we are hoping to get Sumner County folks down to Nashville to boost numbers and really make this a thing. But any area that you're in, just go ahead and look up on Facebook or the Indivisible website.
Are you seeing good response from Sumner people?
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of a fire lit. It's another one of those things where I'm like, okay, what's this week going to look like? Is it going to look even bigger? Is it going to look smaller? It's just so hard to say because...
We got to wait and see. We're going to see.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Well, I'm excited about it. I think it's great.
Yeah, love to see some protesting.
We have to capitalize on the momentum.
Absolutely. Yep.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much, Randy. And We will undoubtedly be hearing more from you in the future. Before our first break, though, I do want to run down some news headlines real quick. We do have a full slate, as we were saying. So much bad stuff is happening so quick, it's hard to keep up with all of it. But we're going to run down real quickly some of the news headlines from the past week. Some of them sponsored by our very own here in Sumner County. Okay. All right, here's a good one. A Republican bill that passed the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday would give pesticide and herbicide companies such as Bayer, which makes Roundup, broader protection from lawsuits.
I've been seeing billboards promoting that, too.
This is Senate Bill 527, would provide legal immunity to pesticide manufacturers as long as their federally approved label doesn't warn of a disease. Roundup's Environmental Protection Agency doesn't. Meaning under this potential law, the company couldn't be sued for causing the disease. Measure passed 562 with Republican support only. House bill is up for, well, actually it's up for consideration in the House Judiciary Committee today, right now. The lobbyists for the Tennessee Farm Bureau said that this bill would avert only cases involving product labels approved by the EPA. He contended companies can't control what goes on those labels. However, Bayer has hired the Bivens Lobbying Group, whose political action committee has given Stevens, the sponsor, okay, $12,000 in the last 5 years, the fifth most of any donor, according to political spending database. Okay, we understand that farmers have a need to use chemicals in order to maximize their crops. However, opponents of the bill countered it would remove people's constitutional rights to a jury trial when they're diagnosed with deadly forms of cancer, such as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A jury last week in Georgia ordered Bayer, the parent company of Monsanto, who makes Roundup, to pay almost $2.1 billion, that's with a B, folks, to a man who claimed he contracted the disease from using the company's Roundup weed killer. Similar legislation to what we see in Tennessee has already been rejected in Iowa, Missouri, Idaho, Wyoming, and Mississippi. Yet, Bayer, Monsanto, hasn't pulled the product from the shelves, even while facing more than 170,000 individual lawsuits, leading opponents to say the chemical maker is clearly more concerned with increasing earnings than protecting people. Okay. This is a concerted effort by Bayer to go state to state and try to get this immunity, said Danny Dennis, the president of the Tennessee Trial Lawyers Association.
What better state to start with than Tennessee?
Exactly. Here's another good one. A Republican bill seeks to dissolve the Tennessee Human Rights Commission. Okay, they tried this last year and couldn't do it, so they're trying again this year. The bill seeks to dissolve the Human Rights Commission, and in doing so would dismiss more than 1,000 pending cases before the commission and transfer those functions to the Tennessee Attorney General. The proposed bill by Representative Johnny Garrett of Goodlettsville, and John Stevens of Huntington would transfer the commission's responsibilities to a newly created civil rights division within the office of the Attorney General, an Attorney General who's known not exactly for embracing civil rights and attacking DEI initiatives whenever he has the chance. All pending discrimination complaints before the commission would be dismissed. Okay, so the commission's executive director, Muriel Nolan, urged lawmakers to vote against the bill or amend it to include a wind-down period allowing current cases to go forward. And, of course, they voted against it. So, Human Rights Commission sounds like a good thing. Perhaps maybe instead of dissolving it, they should fund it adequately so those 1,000 cases can get resolved. How about that? Speaking of funding, we've got the money. The governor yesterday unveiled his supplementary budget, the amendment to his original budget. More on that in a minute. But the Lee administration, ironically, has told lawmakers that starting next year, which will be his last year in office, by the way, they're going to want to start borrowing money for road construction. Tennessee has long resisted borrowing money for infrastructure projects, which has kept the state in good fiscal position. But, however, depending on who you ask, there's between $39 billion and $77 $1 billion in backlog of infrastructure projects. Some of those right here in Sumner County.
That's why we need pot for potholes.
Exactly, pot for potholes. Representative Ben offered a great.
It's like the easiest solution ever.
Easiest solution, right? Interestingly enough, Lee has overseen one of the most significant budget increases in state history. $10 billion increased in his watch, muchly due to the economy, but also he has spent much of the surplus generated by this booming economy on business tax cuts, a huge increase in education spending, i.e. vouchers. Right. Imagine if Lee had come in with infrastructure as his top priority instead of school vouchers and tax cuts for big corporations that reside out of state. Anyway, the budget amendment that has been introduced includes $20 million for charter school facilities, another $5.5 million for the Department of Safety and Homeland Security's new Immigration Enforcement Bureau, which was created in the special session. That's designed to do federal policy and crack down on immigrants. Another $28 million is going to nursing homes to provide care for needy people. That sounds great. However, the state has accumulated $1 billion in that account, but is only releasing $28 million. The governor's plan also includes providing money to several organizations that he seems to have a personal interest in, including Men of Valor, a prison ministry that he has participated in, and a host of nonprofit and church groups. For example, for some reason that no one is able to explain, $1 million is going to the Church of Christ of God in Memphis. When Senator Jeff Yarborough said lawmakers need a clearer statement on the benefit of funding these organizations, he was told that one GOP senator called those questions nickel and dime stuff and said the administration will explain it on the back end. In other words, after the budget has been crushed, after the budget has been passed. Senator Yarborough, a Democrat from Nashville, calls that idea bad budgeting and bad morality. Finally, folks, before we go on to our break, last GOP bill criminalizes out-of-state IDs and undermines state cooperation. Multiple states have passed laws allowing undocumented people to obtain driver's licenses to promote road safety and insurance coverage. Tennessee, of course, is going the opposite direction. Not only do we want to not give driver's licenses to people, we want to invalidate out-of-state licenses issued under these other states under those circumstances and criminalize the drivers for their behavior of driving with a license that was issued to them legally by another state. Bill sets a very dangerous precedent. First of all, it sounds to me prima facie that it's unconstitutional violation of the Commerce Clause, which is designed to make sure that states abide by agreements created by other states. And Tennessee is willing to reject the laws enacted by other states. That would create a legal nightmare, to say the least.
So, there was one good bill that made it out of committee.
Leave it to Michelle to come up with something good.
The bill, I can't remember the number, but our Senator Hale was a co-sponsor, but it's the Fertility and Contraception Protection Act.
Yes.
And that has made it out of committee. Yeah,
that looks like it might be on the way to passage.
That would be good if it passed. And I think Bain and Heidi
Campbell.
Campbell
were on that.
Yeah,
one.
There were some good co-sponsors. All right.
All right, folks, we're going to pay some bills. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to be
Sally with Shots Your Cause.
There you go. You're listening to Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on the Loyal Opposition.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call investment advisor representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
Everyone, you're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR in Portland, Tennessee on a beautiful, sunny Wednesday afternoon. Michelle, it is a nice day out.
It is a nice day, and I'm taking my kids over to one of their friends' house after this, and we're going to do yoga in the backyard.
Backyard yoga.
We'll see how that goes with 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old boys.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be real
smooth. So zen.
Real
it's
smooth operation.
It's going to be so zen.
Speaking of smooth operations, we've got a guest.
We do have a guest. I'm very excited about our guest. It's my friend Sally. Say hi, Sally.
Hey, Sally. I'm Sally.
There's a new song out called Sally When the Wine Runs Out.
Have you heard that. I heard that recently.
I love it. I think of you when I listen to it, too, because it's Sally. It's talking about Sally. So Sally's here with us today, and she has an organization called Shout Your Cause, which is also a podcast, and she is a social influencer with that handle across all the platforms. You can find her everywhere at Shout Your Cause. So we wanted to have her on and let her tell us a little bit about what she's doing. She's also an author, podcaster, like I said, social media influencer. So we're not going to have any shortage of things to talk about today.
Absolutely not. And, you know, since we like to shout about our causes,
that's right.
We thought this would might be a nice some nice symmetry.
Yep. That's right. So we always start with the first question is, what landed you in the chair at the Loyal Opposition?
Well, Michelle landed me in the chair here because Michelle happens to be my tie to all of the what would you call it, suburban counties? Or,
yeah.
You know, the ones around Nashville. I live in Nashville in Davidson County, and Michelle is in Sumner County, and she's gotten me involved in the politics around the area, basically.
Yeah, me and Sally did some cool things back starting probably early fall leading into the election, where we highlighted different Democratic county party candidates from across the mid-state. And so that was a fun project, and getting to know those candidates from, I don't know, it's like 8 or 9 counties that we ended up spotlighting.
Yeah, we spotlighted that. We spotlighted candidates, and then we also had some on because we went live
on
several
TikTok.
Times on TikTok, and were able to communicate that way and talk to people.
Yeah, and so Sally and I we met in 2015, and at the time you were just starting out, really turning social media into a business.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you talk a little bit about your social media journey, how it started, and how it led you to activism online now?
Well, I've always dabbled in software, and I started dabbling in marketing software to help out a friend, and it seemed like something that I wanted to get into, and I was really enjoying it. My career, though, I was an actuary for 25 years, and so I was doing statistics for insurance pricing, that sort of thing, and thinking about doing creative marketing is completely 180.
You know, it sure is.
Everything's different upside down. And I jumped into it with both feet and left my career in 2016 and have been going ever since. I've gone through different phases of teaching, also starting the podcast.
Yeah, I've enrolled in multiple courses that Sally has hosted, conferences that she has hosted. I've learned so much about brand creation and brand marketing from Sally. And tell us about your book that is related to that.
I did write a book. It's called Know Me, Like Me, Trust Me, Building Influence on Social Media. And or at least that's that sounds like what the subtitle is. A little bit more. And anyway, the book came out a couple of years ago, and it was a hit. And being a hit, meaning that I've had customers come to me from that, so it was a good thing to do. I've just self-published on Amazon.
It's a really easy read, so you can find that on Amazon. We can link that in the show notes.
It's got some puzzles
in it.
Yes,
we can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great. It's like I said, and it just walks you through the journey of creating a brand. So, how did that turn into activism online?
Everything that pissed me off. I had to talk about it.
Kind of same here.
Yeah. I was so used to talking on social media about anything and everything that I couldn't keep talking about politics on my personal page all the time. And so I decided to create an outlet for it. And Shout Your Cause has gone from being just an idea to social media handles across the board to a full website, blog, podcast, Substack. I'm doing daily things on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and growing all the time and meeting people and being able to highlight what I consider to be either underdog causes or underdog, you know, situations that maybe don't get the right education out there for people to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And politics
right.
fits in with it so well.
Yes.
And
yes.
I kind of ebb and flow through, like, maybe I'm highlighting a nonprofit this month, or I'm highlighting candidates throughout the election season. But I'm just going to have to see where it goes next, because the podcast started with me wanting to get the raw reactions of people when COVID first started in 2020.
Oh, wow. I guess I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you've been doing it for 5 years then?
Yeah.
Podcast for 5 years.
Yeah, I've got on season 8.
Oh, wow. Season 8. Okay.
75 episodes, I think.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's there are a lot of podcasts out there, but not all of them last that long. So that is a testament to your work. Is your subscriber base growing? Are you this is always, you know, we're always like trying to get more subscribers. How do we do that? How do we do that? Are you happy with yours?
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I was happiest with it previously, a couple of years ago, when I really had a lot of traction on my website and everything. But things changed in my career a little bit, and so I didn't put as much effort into
growing
the
that
digital marketing side of it. But I've got 50,000 followers on TikTok that I talk to every day, and my Substack is starting to grow. And so everything is
still evolves,
and it just evolves over time, and we'll see just where it goes next.
Yeah, and it's crazy how engagement ebbs and flows across platforms, because leading up to the election, prior to TikTok getting shut down and reinstated, we had great engagement on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
tens of thousands of views for most every post. And then we've seen that dwindle. And Sally and I were talking before the show. Now she's getting a lot of engagement on Instagram, and I'm getting more engagement on Facebook. So it's just, you never know. You have to post on all of them and engage wherever the people are.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So you just kind
of. Our
have to,
growth has been Facebook primarily.
Yeah, it has been.
That's where we're seeing the most growth. But in terms of podcast followers, we're getting, most of them are coming from our website. They land on the website for whatever reason, www.loyalopposition.online, and from there they can subscribe to the feed, right? And so the website numbers tell us that is one of the big ways we have of getting subscribers.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by that.
My focus and I stopped earlier this year because I'm still writing a book. I'm writing a historical fiction novel about growing up in a racist family in West Tennessee. And I'm writing it about a character named Sonny, but it's really about me, to be honest with you. And most of the book is actually true, but I've grown almost 7,000 subscribers that got on my wait list for my book. So that's where I focused a lot of my effort on growing Shout Your Cause, and those people do get updates from me with what I'm doing with Shout Your Cause now.
So that's a great way to grow your following, and
yeah,
it's something
like
that Sally has taught, is you create some kind of free download or a wait list for something, and people sign up for it, you capture their email, and then you nudge them to subscribe.
And with that nudge, we're going to nudge into our next break.
Oh, yeah.
How is that for a transition? We've got to pay some bills. You're listening to Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. We'll be right back.
WQKR. CEMC wants to warn its members to be on alert for scams that are targeting utility customers. Scammers are using a variety of methods, including phone calls and emails, to solicit members' credit and debit card information. If you have any doubts about the legitimacy of any call, email, or visit from someone claiming to be from CEMC, contact CEMC directly at 1-800-987-2362. Being well informed can help you avoid becoming the next victim. Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice, to assure that our loved ones will receive the necessary support to allow us to do so. At High Point Hospice, our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com. That's 328-6690 or visit them online at highpointhospice.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org. Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, on lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is AM Express at the intersection of Highways 31 and 52, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides, just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's Pizza, three for $13.99. Fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot, barbecued and crispy wings. Fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere. And Quiznos subs, always hot and ready to go, plus everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. AM Express at the intersection of Highways 52 and 31, just off exit 117 of I-65 in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. AM Express, 615-325-1159.
You're listening to Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I am Len Asante, and this is
Michelle Harbin,
and we are the
Loyal Opposition.
And we are in the studio with
Sally.
Okay, Sally, for our listeners, we probably should, you know, we like use your full name at least once.
Yeah, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself,
Sally,
your name.
And tell us what your website is, and what we'll do is we'll put that out on our website as well and promote it in the show notes. But if people are listening and want to get more information about you, you know, let them know.
Well, my name is Sally Hendrick, not Hendricks. It's I-C-K.
Just a single Hendrick.
Yeah, just a single one Hendrick. Even though my father-in-law is Jimi Hendrick.
Is it really?
He is.
That's funny.
And I live in Nashville, downtown. I was a pioneering family taking my three kids to move into a loft apartment in the middle of the city when they were 9 and 5 years old. So a little crazy.
Yeah.
But my husband is Robert Hendrick. We own Rail Yard Studios. We make furniture out of railroad parts, and I handle some of the business with them during the day. And
they've been partnered with Olhausen here in Portland.
What do you make?
Build pool tables.
Pool tables with Olhausen.
Pool tables, really?
Out of old railroad
parts. Yeah.
I was always thinking of building some kind of like station in my house for podcasting and the broadcast and the recording and all that kind of an audio. I was, you know, and they have all these, you know, ones you can buy online, but I was like, you know, but something cool, something different. Can you make a podcast studio desk out of railroad ties?
You know, I never know what that man can come up with. He's a great designer, so.
Yeah, they're his offices are cool. It's desk and, like, beautiful pieces of furniture. And then they have the railroad graffiti museum.
Yes, it's called the Graff Museum, and we've collected graffiti. We have about 35 pieces in the collection right now, and we're talking about a lot of these are an entire side of a train car, and we've
really
preserved
them. Love trains.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
We have the famous scene of Johnny Cash flipping off the wardens at Folsom Prison.
Oh my gosh, that is cool.
Louis Armstrong playing a trumpet. We have a lot of really great fun pieces.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
The graffiti. Yeah, Lynn, you would enjoy it for sure.
I think I would.
You would definitely enjoy it.
But that's my husband, so I'm on the other side of things, talking all the time. He's drawing and I'm talking.
Well, she runs all the social media for
Rail Yard Studio.
Rail Yard Studio, so y'all can check that out.
Well, I know nothing about small business, thus the success of TLO Media today. But one thing I have learned is that it's important to have partners with differing complementary skill sets, right? So, you know, if you're not good at sales, but your partner is, if you're great at social media, but your partner is, you know, good with his or her hands, right? So to make a good partnership in business, kind of like in marriage, you got to bring different skill sets to the table.
That's right.
I've never been married, but does that metaphor kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah? Yeah?
Okay. Me and Ronnie are basically polar opposites, so... Pretty much.
But it works.
Yeah, it does work. It works very well. Huh? You know, it'll be 20 years dating in August, or June, so...
20 years?
Yeah.
Gee.
Wow. Yeah. We're 31.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Hey, tell us about the different stuff you do. We talked a little bit about your social media. What is the website? What's the purpose of the website?
Shoutyourcause.com is the website.
Right.
And the podcast is Shout Your Cause with Sally Hendrick. Because I'm interviewing people for the most part, lately I've been doing news updates because I've been lazy about getting interviews, but, you know. Again, like I said before, ebb and flow between the seasons and what's going on and what needs to be put out there.
Exactly.
And right now the news is probably the most important, the opposition news, if you will, because we need to hear what the effects of Doge and Trump and all these things that are happening.
Yeah, and just like, you know, at the top of the show, all these things that Lynn always talks about, I hadn't heard all that about the Roundup. That's scary.
When I was an actuary, Monsanto was one of our clients.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
but I can't talk about that.
Okay, we'll stop you not talking about it. Okay.
Let's talk about Humble Pie.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk Humble Pie.
So Humble Pie is Tennessee historical fiction that Sally is writing, and it's a book. So tell us about that.
Yes. The book started out me telling stories about my grandmother when she was a child. When I was a child and hanging out with her, she would tell me stories about her when she was a child. And just to give you an idea, the wait list chapter, the free chapter that I give to people, is her telling a story about being 5 years old and begging her brother to take her down to the crossing, which was the railroad crossing. And she had overheard a conversation that a black man was hanging in the square. And she wanted to go and see. And of course her mother was like, oh no, you cannot take her down to the square. This is what's happened, etc. Well, that story had been told to me by my grandmother. But when I asked my father about it, he didn't know about it. And when I asked my uncle, he didn't know about it. So I did a little bit of research, and I found the man who had been hanged when she was 5 years old. So it was a real story. And that just gave me chills.
Here in West Tennessee, right?
It was in West Tennessee, in Humboldt, Gibson County. It might have been in Trenton instead of Humboldt, where the hanging happened, because that's the county seat. But I'm not sure. I just know that when I wrote the chapter, I centered it around the crossing, because that's where her family had business. They started the canning industry of fruits and vegetables in West Tennessee, and they had cotton farms, and obviously a lot of help on the farm.
Yeah. That was the times, you know. So I bet it's been fascinating going down these rabbit holes trying to research for your book, right?
It's been very therapeutic. It's been frustrating and angering at times.
How long has it taken, and how long do you expect it will take, start to finish?
Well, I wrote about 28 chapters a couple of years ago, and I probably wrote that over about a year,
28
year and a half, maybe.
And you were focused.
I was very focused every week.
You had, you know, goals you were setting. And
yes. And I was in a writing club every week, and that helped too.
Ah, yes, that definitely helps. Yes.
But then I started working with a developmental editor, and I got the kick in the pants I needed on really focusing the story, because I was trying to tell too many things, too many time frames, too much going on, and I really needed to find
the flow,
a cementing event that covered the entire book, and then learn how to roll in the memories in that with the stories and the hanging out with my grandmother when I was little, because I stayed with her all the time.
Wow. And you know, I mean, I could probably tell similar stories from our family growing up in Alabama, you know, because just being in the South, you know, Lynn's from New York, so you probably don't have that kind of history here.
We had racism. It was just, it was different.
Right.
It was still there. It was just, you know, different. But, yeah, no, it's when I came down here, it was the culture shock in regard to that. And still in certain places, you know, Nashville, you know, in the city, you don't see it much, but yeah, occasionally I'd see some things that, like, wow, it just blew my mind. Right. Even, you know, in the 21st century, you know?
Yeah.
You were, Sally, you were talking about earlier when you said, when Michelle asked you what got this started, and you said, you know, everything that was pissing you off. Was there one particular issue that you started out with shouting about, or was it just general anger, or how did you, you know, focus that?
I think it was when Donald Trump decided to run for president, and for some reason I already had this feeling about him, this intuition about him.
So this is the first time?
Yeah, the first time, 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people felt that. That's when I got involved in politics, was after he won his first term. And it's just so disheartening. I just have no words.
You know, and it's so strange to me that, you know, I've met two groups of women in my life. A group of women who absolutely despise the man, and women who absolutely love him and adore him and think he's the greatest thing. And considering his
track record
with women over the years, and, you know, this isn't stuff that's conjecture. This is stuff that's been proven multiple times in courts of law that have occurred. You would think women would be turned off by this, that they wouldn't want someone who is essentially a sexual harasser who seems to not have the most highest opinion of women. But there's a group of women out there who love him. White women helped win him the re-election, you know?
Well, and then another thing, Sally, I know you work hard now to get Democratic candidates elected, but you haven't always been like a diehard Democrat. It's like how you more closely identify now.
Right now, yes. I've always been more on the independent side, and for a long time, my track record was pretty even across the board.
Mm-hmm. Especially in Tennessee, because sometimes you have to, you know.
But not since Obama. I've been on the Democratic side since Obama.
Yep. Things have really changed in the Republican Party.
I considered John McCain, but when Sarah Palin stepped up, I was like, what is this cuckoo?
Exactly. And that's true, what Michelle just said. Things have really changed in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who complain about the Democratic Party being pulled too far to the left by some popular Democratic, national-level Democratic politicians. But, I mean, but I think the real story is how far to the right the Republican Party. I mean, it's become a... It's, you know, the party of law and order and strong national defense and fiscal responsibility has become the party of let's see how many people we can hate, you know, and it's.
Yeah. And if you look at national debt, a chart of national debt and how much it goes up under Republican rule.
Yeah. The deficit increased more under Trump than it had done under any previous president before that. But, you know, we're for fiscal responsibility and balanced budgets. Well, you don't vote like that, you know.
And smaller government.
And so, and of course, you know, Doge is, you know, trying to, you know, end the government as we know it. But, and, you know, and I can see an argument for smaller, more efficient, leaner government in some cases, right? But to do it the way they're doing it, just without any analysis or without any input from the agencies or from the inspectors general, you know, just going in and kind of slashing and burning without regard to what it's going to do around the world or to people's lives, just doesn't seem like the right way to do it.
It doesn't. Let's take our last break.
I guess we have to. Michelle says we're taking a break, so we're taking a break, paying some bills, being right back here in the Loyal Opposition. You're listening to WQKR.
WQKR.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community, more than just a hospital. The Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/franklin to learn more.
Hi, I'm Bud Woodall from the Portland Church of Christ with a point to ponder. Did you play Simon Says when you were a child? That's the game in which one person is the leader, Simon, and that person tells a group what to do next. But you only do what they say if Simon says. Simon Says touch your chin is something to do. If it's just touch your chin, don't move because Simon didn't say. It's a game about having the right authority for what we do. And there is a proper authority for our life. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We can't look just anywhere for authority, to a person or to society as a whole. The only place to look is to the Bible, the inspired Word of God. This point to ponder is brought to you by your friends at the Portland Church of Christ. Come worship with us as we praise God and study His Word together.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on the Loyal Opposition.
At the Law Office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
And we are wrapping up our show. The hour always goes by so fast. Time flies when you're having fun. So, Sally, to close out with you, remind everyone where they can follow and subscribe.
Everything is under Shout Your Cause. So TikTok, website, Instagram, Facebook, it's all there.
Awesome. She's so easy.
Substack.
And Substack, yes.
There you go.
Of all of those, which is your favorite?
Gosh, probably the podcast.
Really, the podcast? Okay.
Yeah, and TikTok.
Because I think Michelle would say TikTok, right?
Yeah.
I like daily TikTok, but okay. I love doing the podcast.
Sally's great on TikTok. Like she's awesome.
I you know, I'm not a podcast fan, but I love doing this podcast because of all the cool people I get to meet. Mm-hmm. We've had over 100 guests on the show. And over the 2.5 years we've been doing it and been meeting some really cool people. And you see, so much horrible stuff going on in the world, but then you get people in the show, coming on the show, who are doing such good. You know, I keep thinking about Jason Rogan and him helping the kids in the basketball camp, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, all the other
people. The Fine Design.
The Fine Design, yeah. I mean, those two women were so inspiring to me.
Yeah.
So that, I may not like listening to podcasts, but I sure do like talking to people on a podcast. Okay, folks, we are almost out of time, but hey, we have got several announcements that we have to make. First of all, I want to, of course, welcome our new sponsors. As you know, folks, the show is sponsored by Artemis CPA, who is our new sponsor. You've heard Michelle doing the ads on the breaks, I'm sure, and the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. So we want to thank Artemis and Amanda for their support for our show. Next week, we have a special show. We're going to start a half hour early, starting 4:30. At 4:30. Okay, and this is going to be our organizing roundtable with Emerge Tennessee and Organize Tennessee. So I think that's going to be a really interesting show. We're going to talk about how to get organized and what we can do
in
to
recruiting candidates.
And recruit candidates and what we can do to, you know, energize the resistance, right? This Saturday, the Sumner County Democratic Party is going to be hosting their biannual reorganization meeting, and that's at 10 a.m. Doors open at 9:30, 10 a.m. at the Sumner County Administration Building in Gallatin. And last I heard last night, Michelle, we have over 100 people have already pre-registered to attend that.
That's amazing. That, and we almost have at least one person running in every
in all the different
commission
offices,
district for the executive committee.
So I think that is that
including
is
yours truly.
Including, yeah, like Michelle doesn't have enough to do. and, of course, finally coming up, we'll be back next week with our new guests, Emerge and Organize. And as always, check on over to our website where you can find out all of the events that we are hooked up with on our website. Just go over there and click events, and you can also take action. You can write your senators, your representatives, your congresspeople, your county commissioners, your aldermen, your city council folks, all directly from the website. So if something that you heard on today's show irked you and you want to say something about it, head on over to theloyalopposition.online and we can help you express your feelings, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, folks, we are just about out of time, so we're going to say good night. Remember, stay tuned for Triple Play Sports live from Planet Fitness right here in Portland, Tennessee, coming up next. For the Loyal Opposition, I am Len Asante, and
I'm Michelle Harbin.
We have been the
Loyal Opposition.
See you next week.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000-plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fit-tacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
When your family member or loved one passes, it's one of the most difficult times of your life. But in spite of your grief, sometimes decisions have to be made. Sellers Family Heritage, 610 North Broadway in Portland, is there to help and support you when you need it most. Sellers offers a range of professional services to suit your family's wishes and requirements. You can count on them to help you plan a personal, lasting tribute to your loved one. And with their years of experience, they'll carefully guide you through the many decisions that must be made during this challenging time. Sellers Family Heritage, 610 North Broadway in Portland, serving your family like their own. Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House. And you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small town charm, but convenient to big city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today. And remind them, when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Steve Austin.
Portland's Music Store.
Come on down to Steve Austin Music when you need something for your next gig. Whether you're going out and playing a show or getting ready for your next high school performance, we have all kinds of instruments and sound equipment and all the accessories you need to go with it. From strings, reeds, cables, tuners, and more. Do you have an instrument that needs to be fixed? We can take care of it. Just bring it on in and we'll have a look. We also give music lessons if you need to learn how to play or if you just need to brush up and practice. So come on in and check out Steve Austin Music. We're at 115 Main Street right here on the square in downtown Portland, or give us a call at 615-323-0701. Steve Austin Music, above Nashville on the map and below Nashville on prices.
Steve Austin.
Portland's Music Store.
Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
Broadcasting from the downtown Portland studios of WQKR, this is Triple Play Sports. Here's your hosts, Eliza Jacobs, Penny Mann, and Phil Tucker.
Well, well, well. Hello, everyone, and welcome in to Triple Play Sports right here at WQKR, 101.7 FM, 1270 AM. Tonight, live once again from the incredible, beautiful Planet Fitness right here in Portland, Tennessee. Kenny Mann, Phil Tucker. Tonight, it's actually a double play. Elijah Jacobs not with us this evening, but he'll be back next week. And off we go. What a great show we have tonight. And we're going to get right into it. The Triple Play Sports Pub is sponsored, of course, by Planet Fitness tonight. All right, Phil Tucker, how are you, first and foremost?
Doing well. Been a busy week, but that's okay. You know, we survive.
That's a good thing, right? The weather's turned a bit. We're into some nice weather this week, which has been kind of nice. Busy week myself. So it's not, you know, I think a lot of people think, you know, you do a show or a podcast, one is a lot of work. It must be stressful. This is the least amount of stress in my life.
This is
coming
fun.
Here. Yes.
This is the fun part of my week right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Coming here with you and Elijah and taking that, you know, mental break, if you will, from your reality for a couple of hours to talk sports. And that's kind of like the concept of our show. It's, you know, the guys that show up at the bar, at the pub, and that's their break for the week. And they want to just discuss some sports, have some laughs, and go forward. And that's what we do here. We hope you guys enjoy it. And off we go this week. Phil, we've got a leadoff double, I think.
Yeah. I hate when I have to start off with sad news, but legendary boxer George Foreman passed away Friday at the age of 76. The number of accolades you could list for him, pretty big. I mean, you got the 1968 gold medal in the Mexico City Olympics.
Yeah.
Faced Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle.
Oof.
Beat Joe Frazier.
Yes.
To become heavyweight champion. And then, by the way, goes retires, comes back out of retirement, becomes the oldest heavyweight champion.
That's
in
right.
Boxing.
And P.S., everyone had or has a Foreman grill at home.
Yes.
So
I tell you what, quite a shrewd marketer. Oof. I mean,
yeah. So now I don't know how much you remembered George growing up, but he was right in my wheelhouse growing up. So it was Frazier, and this was when boxing was kind of hard to make the comparison, but boxing in my day as a young man was the equivalent, and I'll say it's more than what this UFC stuff is today.
I think it was bigger.
It was.
Back in the day, yeah.
And the reason being, no one, other than when Sugar Ray Leonard showed up in the middleweight division, but other than that, and Duran and those guys, prior to them, the biggest thing in the world was who is the heavyweight champion of the world. And,
yes.
You know, for so long, the trio of Ali,